God.
Ignorance is a relative thing.
Yeah.
I know I'm so ignorant on many things that it just frightens me.
That's right. Everybody is on some things.
Now, this is one I've started. This is a special worksheet I've got set up with some notes on to make it a little easier. So I'll just start out on this one and then transfer your record to another one. What was the first house that you lived in like? What were the rooms?
Rooms, one.
What rooms did you have in it?
We just had one room.
Well, just one room?
One room. And four, then, about 14 foot square.
Uh-huh.
And it had a chimney in it.
Uh-huh. What did you call the bottom part? The chimney, that was what? Did you cook in that?
No. Lots of times we'd make our bread in that, on a Dutch oven.
Well, that makes good.
That's what we had for, that was our way we eat. And we was left alone, that's me and my mother and brother and sister. And we had to cut our own wood.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it down there in, and we just used that Dutch oven lots of times.
Were you the oldest?
I was the oldest. My sister's still living, and the rest of them's all dead.
Oh.
She's 75.
Gee.
Be 76 in September, and I'll be 78 in September, in October. She's just about 23 months difference.
Uh-huh. Where does she live now?
She lives in town.
Right across the...
Well,
you're down. What did you call that bottom part, where you put the wooden things?
The hearth. Hearth on the fireplace, you see.
Uh-huh.
And we'd put the wood back in the chimney, and we'd have these coals, and we'd pull out the fresh coal and set that oven on there, and she'd make the cornbread and put it in there, and then she'd put the top on and put live coals on top of it. And when it got cooked, well, she'd take that up, and then we'd have our cornbread and milk for supper. That's what we eat.
That's mighty good.
That's about all we had.
I remember when I was a kid, that was a special treat.
Yeah.
Did you have any of those iron things that you put logs on?
Yeah.
Burning big logs?
Yeah, we'd generally pull the ashes out and we'd, of night, and we'd put in a big back log, we call it.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd heat the fire up, stay all night. Uh-huh. And we'd get up in the morning, stir the coals up, you know, a little fresh wood, and it was okay.
Uh-huh. Did you put the back log right back there on the hearth?
Right again in the back of the chimney.
Uh-huh.
We'd do that, and that sold the heat out towards the front, you see. Uh-huh.
It didn't rest on any of those iron things?
No. But those things here that you put the wood on the next day, why, it'd rest on that.
Uh-huh.
But the nothing about it, we put the back log plumb behind the arms. And it would, in case you wanted to build a big fire, why, you could put that up there and put up quite a little bit of wood.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those boards over your fireplace?
I don't remember.
Where'd you put your clock?
Well, I don't remember that. In that place, I was pretty small. The house was, there's no people in this country at that time, hardly at all. And we lived on a rancher's place, and he let us have this, and it was, house was built out of hickory poles and the studding, and the rafters was made out of the hickory poles and ordinary clapboards. Mm-hmm. And then he had a sheeting, just one shiplap siding, shiplap and siding.
Mm-hmm.
And mother had lots of quilts, and she lined the thing with quilts inside.
Uh-huh. I bet that was snug.
Well, it was warm enough, and we lived all right, and we lived principally on milk and butter. I worked for this fella in the fall of the year and made molasses, and we had molasses.